the needy fellows. Here the prophet is doing it. But I'm saying you, I'm telling you this story because this is the message, if the messenger is doing it. Be careful, yes?
The peerless prophet went to visit the sick man. He found that companion at the last gasp. When you have become far from the presence of the saints, you have in reality become far from God.
Translation, please. What does that mean? Nothing? Go back and read 2:1-5:2.
Because the throng and the multitude of a caravan will break the backs and spears of the hireling.
No, we have different books, apparently. It was whoever wishes to sit with God, let him sit in the presence of the saints. Right? And this one is when you become far from the presence of the saint, you have in reality became far from God. You see how they complement each other? In that paragraph it said, if you want to sit with God, sit with the saint. Here he said, if you put a distance between you and the saint, you put a distance between you and the God. So you shouldn't forget this. Because here, remember something. Here we're not talking about friendship. Here we're not talking about your social activities. Here we're talking about one thing only. How to get closer to beloved. That's it. How to recover the real meaning of heart? Do you remember all those meanings of heart? Do you? You should remember at least 9 words for heart. Just and justice, true, great, real, expectancy, so on, and God. All of that is heart to us. And that's what we're looking for. Therefore, we're not talking about the prayer, we're not talking about your friends, anything like that. But we want you to know the rules, how to get close to that invisible source, which is the source of everything. The most important thing is, he will repeatedly tell you that, listen, I don't say you cannot go alone. Why don't I say that? Because there is no impossible for him. But I promise you, alone will be very hard and almost impossible. This is not something for I, this is something for we. So you have to be in a group, no matter what. First, remember, don't choose the stupid ones. Then when it comes to the group, and we say the group because the group will choose you. You don't choose the group. It's both ways. And if you're in a group, that's what you should do. Visit them. Try to be kind to them. Try to find more and more connection. More connected you are to the fellow travelers, more connected you are to the big fellows. Because big fellows are among these fellow travelers. Everybody is traveling, this is what it is. And whatever distance you put between you and your group and your friend, that's the distance you put between you and God. As simple as that. Yes? It's simple as that.
Inasmuch as the result of parting from fellow travelers is sorrow, how is separation from the countenance of the kings less than that?
That's the good point over there. They said a friend, a normal friend will go away, suddenly you feel bad and you wish that the fellow was here, you say. Okay, that's only a friendship. the friendship with the kings is lesser for you? You should worry about that more. Why? Yeah?
Hasten every moment to seek the shadow of kings, that by means of that shadow you may become superior to the sun. If you have a journey, go with this intention, and if it be at home, neglect not this.
He generalized it not to let you find an excuse here. He said, first of all, visiting these fellows is the best thing you could do. Second one, he played with the shadow and the sun. And he said, being in their shadow, you will become a sun. Because the influence. And at the end, he said, listen, if you're sitting at home, think about this. If you want to go to a trip, have this in mind. Go for a trip to find some good fellow, some king to be with. Because it's all connected. Do you remember in the story of Moses? Moses didn't see the love in the shepherd. Remember? God told him that, I send you to connect, not disconnect. That's the point. Because we talked about this connecting yourself from stupid fellows, he wants to make sure that you will not generalize that to put the wall of the ego a little bit higher. Yes?
A certain sheikh said to Bayezid, I am the Kaaba. Perform a circumambulation around me.
This is a very lovely made-up story. First of all, we choose the best sheikh we have. One of them is Bayezid because he's the king. Okay. This Bayezid wants to go to Mecca. Traveling soon will stop. You will see. What? He will go around what? Wherever he arrives, he will say, excuse me, who is the best fellow in this city? Who is the fellow to talk to? Is there any sheikh around? This is Bayezid. But he will not hesitate to do this. He will extend it to the meaning of Hajj. You see, when you go to Mecca, it's something. When you think about Hajj, it's something else. In the time of Hajj, you shouldn't decide to do the Hajj. You should decide to see the Kaaba. You should always go to the last point, which is being connected to beloved. The rest are accessories. It's not the main. Let's listen to it.
Bayezid, the sheikh of the community, was hurrying to Mecca for the greater pilgrimage and the lesser. In every city to which he went, he would at first make search after the venerable. He would roam about asking, who is there in the city that is relying on insight? God has said, wherever you go in your travels, you must first seek after a man.
Yeah, he's not a holy man, he's a man. Why? We talked about the woman. This is a man. Means, don't look for a very intelligent fellow. Because that would be the brain. That would be the woman. Look for a good-hearted fellow. That's what we were talking about. Yes?
Go in quest of a treasure, for profit and loss come second. Regard them as the branch. Whoever sows is in quest of wheat. The chaff comes to him indeed, secondarily. If you sow chaff, no wheat will come up. Seek a man.
Okay, this is quite impossible to translate, but we'll try. Here is repetition of one word which is not mard. Mard is man. The word is mardomi. Mardomi, I don't know how to translate it. Mardom means people. Mardomi means peopleness. Something like that. Look for peopleness. 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 But the word man is always there. So we pay attention to that man. But this is mardomi.
Is it humanity?
No. Mardi is manhood. This is mardom. Mardom means people. Mardomi means the quality of the people. I don't know how. My bad English. Mardomi Jinji.
I was thinking humanity.
Humanity, yes. If you change the man to the human, then yes, it is humanity. Look for humanity. And this is the second verse to what? That if your agriculture is growing up the chaff, you it's nonsense. Do the main thing, forget the accessories, and the main thing is humanity, humanity, humanity. Yes?
When it is the season of pilgrimage, go in quest of the Kaaba. When you have gone, Mecca also will be seen. In the mirage, the quest was a vision of the beloved. It was but secondarily that the Imperium and the angels were also shown.
You see, when the Prophet goes to mirage, goes up, he will see all the angels, the Garden of Eden and all that. He will say, these are nonsense. Nobody should try to see this. You should try to see him. These are the gadgets in the way. So what? They will happen no matter what. Means know your aiming point. Because yes, normally whatever you do, one action has a couple of reactions. One cause never ever has one effect. For each cause, there is a lot of effects. Aim properly. Don't forget that we don't change our direction. Our direction is always to hap. Period. Therefore, if you want to do that, if you want to think what should you do, think about that one. I want to get closer to Haq. Okay, now I'm traveling. How can I get closer to Haq? I'll find the people closer to Haq. Get closer to them. But always think about getting close to Haq. The rest, becoming a good fellow, being kind, practicing. No matter what, these are side effects. The main goal shouldn't be changed. It's Haq. Yes. Now you will hear it again because it didn't sink. Rumi knows that it didn't sink. What am I saying? Now, this paragraph. It's an interesting one.
Story.
Yeah.
A novice one day built a new house. The peer came, saw his house. The sheikh said to his new disciple, he put to the test him that had good thoughts.
Yeah, it's a very simple question. Let's say he comes to your house, you build the house, he comes in, and he say, why did you put a window here? What do you say? Listen, that's the question.
Why have you made a window, comrade? Said he, in order that the light may come in by this way. He said, that is the branch. One must be this, that through this channel you may hear the call to prayer.
Translate it. Let me translate it to a simple English. If you're opening up, you should open up for that call from